The Gemara in Masech Tanis Daf Chof Gimel teaches us a episode that happened with Abba Chilkia Babarei D'Choyni Hamagel. Abba Chilkia, the grandson of Choyni Hamagel, that the Rabbanim sent a pair of Rabbanim to try to determine, to try to ask him to daven that it should rain. And the Gemara mentions an entire story of what happened as they were observing Abba Chilkiah's behavior. And one of the things that they observed was that Abba Chilkiah had his wife enter the home first. Then afterwards, he entered. And then afterwards, they entered. And the Gemara says that they asked Abba Chilkiah, "My Tama, why Eilehi Bereisha? Did she enter the home first? V'hada Ayah Ma Basra, and then you entered behind her. V'hada Eilen Anan, and then we entered. Why did you do this specific order?" Amalahu. So he told them, "Shem Deloy B'Dikusili. I wasn't quite certain who you are. If you people are people who act appropriately or not. And therefore, I didn't want you to be to remain with my wife, even for the smallest amount of time, for the shortest amount of time." Which this Gemara, the Paiskim say, has very direct relationship to the question, is there a shear of Yichud? And it seems from this Gemara and the Shaul Shuvas Michas Yitzchak, who has a series of tshuvas on this subject in Chelek Dalet Siman Tzadik Dalet through Siman Tzadik Zayin, says that it would seem at first glance that there is no shear of Yichud, because he says that. The Gemara here says that he didn't want to allow them to remain in their home, in his home with these people, even for one moment. And it seems that from here we see that there is a sheer yichud, that the sheer yichud is even for one moment. But as we will, amidst Hashem, learn in today, sheer that that may be not necessarily the case. If we look in Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer, Simen Chof Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses Hilchas Yichud, says the Shulchan Aruch, Oslos Yachrim Erva Ma'areyus, one may not be b'yichud with an erva, ben zekena ben yelda, whether an older woman or a younger woman, shedavazeh l'gayrim l'galas erva. This creates a situation, or can create a situation, of gilui erva. And the Paiskim, in discussing the Shaila, discuss what is there a shear of yichud? And if there is a shear yichud, what is the shear yichud? And actually, as the Paiskim discuss, this question really hinges on another question. Why is there an issa yichud? Is the issa yichud because Chazal were concerned that we shouldn't come to Gilui Erva? Or is the concern that they should have an intimate act, or is the concern not necessarily for a maisabia or for any act that could bring them, that's osur, as we know the Rambam says, that any kiruv, any act of getting close to an erva is osur. The Shail Sechuvas Chavis Yoyer, Simon Ayin Gimel, says that yichud is osur, because through yichud, one can chas v'shalom, if he's alone, secluded with a woman, could come to, that his Yetzer Hara could get the better of him, and he'll have Bia. So we see clearly that the Chashash is a Chashash of Gili Erva. And so too does the Shaul's Tshuva Shivas Tzion Simen Kufla Metches say, Yichud Hum Misham Hum Misham Chashashnus. He says clearly this Yichud is because of Chashashnus. Another Raya that the Chashash of Yichud is because of Gili Erva is based on the Gemara Masechta Kedushin Tav Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Omer Shmuel, Osolus Yachrim Kol Arayis, one may not be with Yichud and all of the Arayis, Afilu Im Behema. So, if we'll say that the concern of Yichud is because of the act of Bia, so with an animal, as we know, the Torah also clearly prohibits any act of Bia, and therefore we could understand why the Issa Yichud applies by Behema as well. But if the Issa Yichud is because of Chibuk, Venishik, or any of these other activities, so then by Behema, we certainly need not be concerned about that. And therefore, it seems that it is the opinion of many Paiskim that the Issa Yichud is because of, that the Issa Yichud is because one may come to only for Chashash Erva. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Shaul Shetshuvos Igros Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelik Dalid, Simen Samachay, where Rav Moshe Tzal has a long tshuva discussing various issues regarding Yichud. In Sif Tazayin, Rav Moshe says clearly that the Issa Yichud is not because of Chibuk V'Nishik. The Issa Yichud is the Issa Yichud is strictly because of Bia. Even though Rav Moshe says that certainly Chibuk V'Nishik is Osama D'Raisa, still says Rav Moshe that Issa Yichud is only in a situation where they could come to act a Bia. And that's why Rav Moshe says he has a very nice raya. He says that the Gemara says that Yichud with a Pnuya was only decreed at a later time. Now, if the Issa Yichud is because of Chibuk V'Nishuk, Chibuk V'Nishuk is also by Pnuya as well. It must be because Yichud is because of Bia, and therefore only by Pnuya, where there is not that same level of concern, that's why there is no Issa Yichud until David and his Bezdin made the Gzeira. Rav Moshe himself says a very nice explanation why there should be a difference between Yichud because of Bia versus Yichud because of Chibuk V'Nishuk. Because Rav Moshe says, if I just said that Yichud, that Chibuk V'Nishuk is also Osama D'Raisa, so they should have an Issa Yichud because of Chibuk V'Nishuk. So Rav Moshe says a Svara. Rav Moshe says, Chazal were concerned that Mamzerim shouldn't come into the world. So Avada Chazal didn't want anybody to come to do any Aveira. But Chazal were particularly concerned that there should be no Mamzerim in the world. And because Chazal were particularly concerned there should be no Mamzerim in the world, so only a Yichud that could bring to Bia, which ultimately could bring to Mamzerim, that's where Chazal were concerned, not by Yichud of Chibuk V'Nishuk. Similarly, there's a tshuva in the Shaul's Tshuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Vav, Simen Mem, where there too the Tzitz Eliezer goes into all, has a very, very long tshuva about Hilchis Yichud. And the Tzitz Eliezer discusses this shaila as well. The Shetz Eliezer discusses this shaila as well about why is there yichud, why did Chazal make exer of yichud, and therefore when would it be applicable or not? Again, the tshuva of the Shetz Eliezer is in Chelek Vav, Simen Mem, and this discussion that we're going to speak about from the Shetz Eliezer is Perich HaBeis. And Shetz Eliezer there brings the words that we read from the Shulchan Aruch that he says are a clear raya that the Isser Yichud is only in a situation where it could come to be. Because he says if we reread the words of the Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer Simcha Beisif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says Shadav Zeh Goyrim Legalois Erva. And in fact, he quotes the Meiri in Masechet Gedushin, where the Meiri says, "Memnei shadover mafteach umavoy legilui erva." So it's clear, says the Shetz Eliezer, that the gzeir is not because that they may get too close, they may do chibuk v'nishuk. Says the Shetz Eliezer, we see here that what the chash is clearly is because of Gilui Erva. And he brings a raya. He says, there's an Issa Yichud of one man, even with two women. And the reason is, Rashi explains in Masech the Kedushin, Lefi Shanoshim Datin Kalois, Vishteyim Tisratzna Laveira. So the Gemara is saying clearly, says the Shetz Eliezer, that the concern is that they're going to do an actual act of Neveira. And that's why one woman with two men, where the Gemara says one man is embarrassed to do something in front of another man, we have no Isser Abiyah. Similarly, he says, if we look through many of the halachas in Hilchas Yichud, they all evolve around this heter, this vort. What is the reason for Issa Yichud? That's what halach is. That one could take a young boy or girl as a shomer. Why? Because they're not going to participate in an avera, but they will tell people what type of what happened, that there was a maisabiyah. And that's why he says there's a heter bala be'ir, or two women, that we know, the Gemara speaks about hay noshim, five types of women, hasoina zuazu, that don't like each other, and therefore will not participate together, or will reveal if one did something wrong. All of them are around the heter of that under these circumstances, they will not do a maisa bia. And that's why, he says, we find in Hilchas Yichud that Chazal and the Shulchan Aruch differentiate between people who are ksherim and people who are pritzim. Why? Because somebody who's a kosher won't do bia, of course, with someone who's not his wife. On the other hand, a poritz will. And he goes through many other scenarios in Hilchas Yichud. In any situation where you can't have, where there is no concern, abia, that's why he says when there are many people, the concern abia goes down. And since the concern for abia goes down, the concern, the Issa Yichud, isn't there at all, isn't there as well. However, there is an interesting question. What is the Shir Bia? What is the Shir Yichud? Now that we've established that the Shir, that there is, that the Isser Bia is because of Bia, so many Paiskim connect the Shir of Yichud to the Shir Abiyah. And that's why Ramosha, in that Shuvah that we just quoted, in Sif Chabez says that there is a shear for Bia, but he doesn't say a specific shear. He says we have to look and judge every circumstance individually. If the man and woman have more familiarity with each other, you need less time. If they're more familiar with each other, if they're less familiar with each other, they need more time. If they're more familiar with each other, they need more time. But Ramosha, even though he takes this maybe stricter approach and not prepared to lock it in to a specific amount of time, on the other hand, Ramosha says that the shear does not only include the zman of the bia itself, it also includes the amount of time it takes to convince her to convince each other to participate in this act, which is very much along what Rav Moshe says, that the issa yichud is connected to do you know the woman, do you not know the woman. Furthermore, says Rav Moshe, if, as we just said a few moments ago, there's an issa yichud even by one man with two women, so if it's one man with two women, the zman will be a longer zman, because, again, says Rav Moshe, the zman yichud is connected. The zman yichud is connected to each circumstance specifically. The shalos tshuvos Michas Yitzchak, and so too my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha, Reb Tovya Goldstein, they paskin that the zman yichud is 5 minutes. Interesting to point out that the Michas Yitzchak, in that series of tshuvos that we quoted earlier, where he mentions the Shir Yichud, does say, quotes from the Brisker Rav, that the Zman Yichud after the Chuppah by a wedding is also very much connected to the same amount of time, and therefore minimally the Zman Yichud after wedding should be 5 minutes. There are paiskim that say, especially when we're talking about a chuppah, about chuppah of a kedushim, that the zman should be perhaps a little longer. It should be more than 5 minutes if we want to make the chuppah 100% proper. The Sefer Dvar Halacha says a very chumr de geshir. He says the shir is 35 seconds. Because apparently his shita is that we look at, the only thing that we take into consideration for the shir yichud is the actual maisa bia. And if the maisa bia could be done in 35 seconds, that's the amount of time in which he says one is over the Issa Yichud. As we said at the beginning of this year, however, our Gemara seems to be a raya that there is no Shir Yichud, because our Gemara says that Abba Chilkiah made sure that his wife should go in before, and then him, and then his guest, because he didn't want that his wife should be together with those guests, even for the smallest amount of time. So isn't that a raya that the Shir Yichud, that there is no Shir Yichud? And actually, there's another raya that the Michas Yitzchak brings, that it seems that there is no Shir Yichud. Because the Gemara, in Masechta Ksubos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, says that Rabbi Zechariah ben Katzav divorced his wife, and he never wanted to be together with his wife. And therefore, if he was going anywhere, he was careful that his wife should go in the front of the group, and he was in the back, and vice versa. That they should never be together alone. They always made sure that the children should be between them. Now, again, it seems to be that that was even for the smallest amount of time. Yet, isn't that a raya that there's a issa yichud even for a short amount of time? So, we have our Gemara and the Gemara Masechta Ksubis seem to teach us that there is no shir for yichud, and there's a shir that immediately they were over yichud. So the Miches Yitzchak says that our Gemara is not a raya, because he quotes the Mashah in our Gemara, because the Mashah in our Gemara says that there's another question. In our Gemara, what happened was that first Abba Chilkiah's wife went in, then he went in, and then they went in. But he asked, the Gemara says in Masech the Brachis, Lo yelech Adam acha isha vafila hi ishtoi. So how is he allowed to go behind his wife? One is not allowed to walk behind a woman, even his own wife. So, and he says, actually, that was the question that these Rabbonim were asking Abba Chilkiah. How did you walk behind your wife when the halacha is the one is supposed to walk in front of his wife? To which he responded, here everything was different. Because I didn't know who you were, I did not want my wife to be alone with you even for that one moment. Not because of yichud. Because if the concern were for yichud, he says, what he could have done is, Abba Chilkiah should have gone in first, then his wife, and then the other people. And there would be no problem of yichud, because they would be outside in front of the house, and in front of the house, there is no yichud. Just why did he do this? Here there was a whole different cheshbon, says the Marshal in explaining our Gemara. Number one, he didn't want them to enter his house first, because a guest should never enter the house before the host. He didn't want his wife to remain with them, even in a situation where there wouldn't be yichud. But he didn't want them to remain together because he didn't want his wife to socialize with those men under any circumstances. Similarly, says the Miches Yitzchak, the Gemara that we just quoted in Masechet Ksubis, where it was Chari ben Ktzav, is also not a raya that there's an issa yichud, because he says that there, since they were previously married, we know that the halacha is that when there's a couple who were previously married, the halacha is particularly strict about them being together. And since the halacha is particularly strict about being together, that's why he treated that circumstance much more stringently, not because of Hilchis Yichud. In fact, the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Nun Beis, Kuf Nun Vav Sivkotin Beis, says that under those circumstances, he quotes the circumstances of our Gemara, where you have a husband and a wife and guest, and says the Magen Avraham, one should follow the order of our Gemara, that the order of our Gemara is first the wife, then the husband, and then the guest. Says the Magen Avraham, he doesn't say mipnei hachshad. He says mipnei yichud. He says mipnei hachshad. So we see, on the contrary, that in a situation where one won't be there for the zman of yichud, then on the contrary, there is no yichud. There's a new concern that's been introduced in our Gemara of Neyach Shad.